Proclamation number 042 of 17th of May, 1938. Connection between the Earth and the Beyond. So begin and notice. It has always been the Lord's wise intention to establish a connection between heaven and earth. But one thing remains hidden from people for their benefit, that the world of spirits on the other side clearly reveals itself to everyone who longs for it. For that would not be in the divine order. The connection can only be made when a completely mature man turns to the hereafter with sincere intentions. Therefore, attempts to establish communication will always be aborted and abandoned. People lack full earnestness, spiritual maturity and the will to serve. And again, a whole army of spirit beings is close to Earth, which would like to make themselves perceptible to the earthly children in every imaginable way. As often as these beings now have the opportunity to make themselves known to people, and a connection is established with them on Earth, also lower elements crowd up, which likewise seek this way to be able to follow if their drives, and just these are the cause that such connections soon dissolve. In such a case, the good beings then seriously regret not being able to communicate. The power of these beings can only work in agreement with the earthly children. If they have really goodwill, then a good understanding is soon achieved, and the more intensely focused the earthly child concentrates on the pure spiritual, the more perfect will be the announcements, which it then receives through the spirit beings. So the creature of God on earth has it perfectly in his own hands to create a spiritual connection with the hereafter, which is of such extraordinary blessing to himself. If man convinces himself that godly power is expressed in every spiritual atmosphere, and if he accepts that only by means of this power a connection can be achieved, then it will be understandable to him that the beings seeking connection on this side as well as on the other side must also be permeated by God if they are also allowed this power. Because the highest being with its work cannot possibly place itself at the disposal of a God-averted being. Therefore, everything that is started and carried out with God and in God will be crowned with the highest success. While other motives are the cause and other God-averse forces intervene and are active, there the basis is given for error, for conscious deception and consequently for a rejection of faith in a connection from this world to the hereafter. Strive for true knowledge. A being matured in this way then possesses an extraordinary wealth of power, because it may continue to draw this power from the connection with the good spirit beings lovingly granted by God. Amen.